The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tochem daf yud, continuation of the previous shiur, where we spoke about the idea of a sofik v'dika. The chiv b'dika being a chiv al hasosik. So the Gemara is discussing over here in the bottom of Tetzamet Beis, Yudam and Aleph, the levels of sveikis that can take away the state of b'dika. The animal schlept chametz in. If we know that the animal schlept chametz in, so then that takes away the state of a bayis vodik. It's mechuyev to check again the house. Not every situation is so poshut. We have two Gemaras by us on Tetzamet Beis. Shnei tziburin, echad matzah ve'echad chometz. There's two piles of bread. One is bread, one is matzah. Echad matzah ve'echad chometz. There are two houses in the front of us. One was baduk, one was not baduk. An achbar took from one pile, ran into one house. And his friend, achbar sheni, maybe his twin brother, slept from the other pile and went into house number two. The question is, which one took from which pile into which house? So it's convenient if the one that the achbar who took the chametz was kind enough to go into the house anyways that wasn't checked. Not always does the achbar have that level of thoughtfulness. So the shaila is what to do. You have a sofek hashokol. It could be in this house, could be that house. The Gemara says that toilin, we have a right to be toile, that the achbar with the chametz went into the house that was not baduk. The Gemara finds a precedent from a Mishnah in Trumis, where there are two piles, achashol chum v'achashol truma, and the question is, the truma tipped over, the chulin tipped over, the truma fell into one barrel, the chulin fell into another barrel, can we say one barrel was chulin, one barrel was truma, can we again, for convenience sake, say that the chulin fell into chulin, the truma fell into truma, and no harm was done? And the Mishnah says over there, toilin. The Gemara on top of Amin Aleph, on top of Yudom and Aleph, says doicha, can't bring a raya from there. It's over there, the Mishnah is talking about Truma Durabonon. Truma Bizman is Durabonon. Not talking about Truma, the level is of Daraisa. Chometz is Daraisa. Zok the Gemara, Chometz is Daraisa. Midaraisa, Bevitl Baal Masagi, like the Gemara says. For the last bunch of blessed, the Gemara Dadal, the Mishnah Dabbez, the Chiyabidik is only Midarabonon. Midaraisa, Bevitl Baal Masagi. So that's one Gemara. The Gemara says that on the one hand, we could be Makel because it's Durabonon. On the other hand, what's interesting is that we can't just be makel because sofik derabon lekulin. That's the concept that we explained in the previous year. That be'etzem to say sofik derabon lekulin on bedikas chametz is wrong. It's not accurate. Rabbi Nadav explained that the whole chiv of bedikas chametz was a chiv b'malkum sofik. You can't be makel because it's a sofik whether there's chametz in the house or not. And mederaisim uvatul. The whole chiv is to get rid of sofik chametz. But if the house was checked, and now there's only a suffix, that maybe there's something here that undoes the status of the bedika, then we could say that something up on the kula, we could be toiled. That's why it's a tliya. The Gemara calls it a tliya, not stama klal of something on the kula. That klal kisha la'atzmoy won't work. It has to be a separate that we have what to be toiled in. And once we have what to be toiled in, then we could be makel. There's another Gemara. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara again on the base over here in Testament base. The Gemara talks about there's nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz, and we can't use the roiv because it's talking about kol kavuk vechta mechta, where there is no roiv, exists a kosov, and the chulda schlept, and it's not clear if he schlept chametz or he schlept matzah. The halacha is over there also that one is mechuyev to be machmir, that's not where it came from. And over there was no tli in front of us, there's no chulda or achbar taking into the other house, we would say, the chametz went into the house. No. The only thing we have in front of us is something taken into the house. The shaila who was chametz or matzah. Okay? You don't know if chametz went into the house or matzah. You have nothing to be toiling. You're mechuyev to be baidik for the chametz. Like we said, I wanted to point out that even this tliya that we do, that we say that the chametz went into that side and the matzah went into that side, and we have what to be told, is also not a hachrot. There's no reason to necessarily assume that the chametz went here and the matzah went there. It's again geboit. It's based on the concept of sofik derabon lekulin. For instance, in this halacha of being toile isurim derabonon, the shach in Yerideya, in the halacha of Visavat and Simon Kuf Yer Aleph, points out that only where we can say sofik derabon lekulin, like by truma, by chametz, Over there we would have a right to be mekel. The marshal, let's say something is mukta. And the shailah is a case, even though it doesn't come up by us, but just to bring out the point. Fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos are mukta. So there's fruits that fell off a tree, and there are fruits that were sitting on the ground that were there from before Shabbos. The fruits that were there from before the Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. The fruits that fell off on Shabbos, the Chazal said that it's mukta, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, now there were two bushels, there were two baskets of apples sitting on the ground. Some of the apples from the ground over here fell into one basket, some fell into the other basket. It's not clear if the mukta ones and one of the baskets of apples was picked by a farmer on Shabbos. So based on the same concept of tliya, l'chor we'd be able to say that the apples that were on the ground that were mukta fell into the basket that were mukta, and the ones that were mutter on the ground fell into the basket that were on the ground. The shach says, no. Shach in Yerodei Kuf Yud Aleph, he says, that that's called dovish yesh lematirin, a klal in all of bittul, is that anything you'll be able to eat tomorrow anyways, truma, you won't be able to eat tomorrow. Zasa to eat besides for a koyin. Chomitz, you have to get rid of. We have to check the house again. But mukta, so you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll eat it then. Why rely on a stratagem called bittul when you can eat it better tonight with no halachic complications? So the halacha is dov sheyesh lematirin, we're not matter based on bittul. The shach says, and that tliya is not a hachro. It's not a, we don't have a raya, we don't have a biru, there's no reason why we're assuming A over B or B over A. But there's a clear, since we have a tzad, a clear tzad in front of us, to explain away the problem, Savak Dirabban Lekulu. It's all based on Savak Dirabban Lekulu, Dav Shesh Matir, we don't say that. That is a clown. Now, when we open up a Rambam on this halacha, in Hilchus Chometz, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, bring this halacha, where there's a Sofik, right, where the Achbar slept in the one house, we don't know if it came from the Chometz, we don't know if it came from the Matzah, etc., the case that we just discussed. The Ravid Afnot on the Rambam asks on the Rambam, he says, the Rambam zooming down the halacha as a straightforward case, it's only when there's a Sofik deraisa, when the person was not Mevatel the Chometz. It's only legabi whether you have to be Mevatel again, or if he doesn't want to be Mevatel, or whatever the case is. But if we were talking about a chiyuv bedika, which is only a chiyuv dirabanon, over there the halacha is safek dirabanon lekula. We just explained that lechayra, even the chiyuv bedika dirabanon, there's no straightforward klal of safek dirabanon lekula, because the whole chiyuv of bedika's chometz is all presumes a safek, it's based on a safek, and the safek chazal in this case said that you mechuyim to check outside a safek for chometz in the house. In that case, you can't say stam sabda ban kuli. You have to base it on a tliya, on some type of explanation for getting rid of the problem. You can't just be mekel stam azoy. So l'chayr, that's the heads in the Rambam. The shail is what the Ravid held. What it seems is that the Ravid didn't accept this yisoid that we explained. The Ravid holds that if there's a legitimate suffix over here, the only reason why you're mechuyev to be bodik l'chometz is because the house is not boduk. So the house has a chazaka that there should, or there's reasonable chance that there's chometz. A house that was checked with is a cheskes boduk. There's no chiv to check outside ha-suffix. The problem is, according to the Ravid, we have to explain, why does the Gemara have to explain that when there is a tliya, chometz fell into here, not into there, the chometz fell from A into A, from B into B, like we said. Why does the Gemara have to explain that based on tliya? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Savak Dirabban Lekulam? So the Rashba says over here, on this, according to this Mahalach, the Rashba says a gevaldig yisoid. So you saw it in all of this of the Hetman. The Rashba says that Savak Dirabban Lekulam, as a rule, is only when you have a Sofik Ba'alma in front of you. But when you have a Vadai Maisa in front of you, which would answer the fact that you don't know exactly what the matziv of that mice is, you would not be maker. What do I mean to say? Over here we had a vadai chulda going into the house. You don't know if he carried in chometz, you don't know if he carried in maisa. But if he carried in chometz, he carried in matzah. But since there was a chulda vadai doing a maisa, which would create a iser, which would create a problem, would make the house anybodic. In that case, we don't say Sofik Dirabanan Lekulam. In which case, the lumdus behind the tliya is straightforward. We ask, l'chor, tliya is not a way of being machriya. You have two possibilities. The yichud that took from pile A and he took it into house A, from chametz into chametz, into a house that wasn't checked. He took from house A, he took that into house that was checked. There's no reason statistically why you assume that way, but there's a din. You have a right to explain. You have a right to be makel based on the fact you have an explanation. So the Ravid will tell you that when the maisa of yichud is schlepping into the house, there, even though you don't know if he slept in chametz or matzah, you mechuyev in bedika. When you have a tzliya, you know what happens? When you have a tzliya, we don't see the maisa as being necessarily taken in chametz. When a chulda schleps in, and we don't know if it's chametz or matzah, then we don't have a tzliya. He took in chametz. He took it, I'm sorry. The chulda schlept something into the house that you just finished. You just spent the last 2 hours being boided. And you see a chulda, you see a rat running in with a piece of something in his mouth. You don't know if it's chametz or matzah. Looks like bread. You don't know if it's chametz. You don't know if it's matzah. Over there, you have nothing to be telling. So all you have is a suffix. You have a maisa bori. You have a reisa in front of you. That reisa takes off the ability to say self d'rabban l'kula. But when you have a chulda schlepping into that house, you have a chulda running, scurrying into the other house. Over there, since you have a way of explaining what the maisa did, the maisa that went into the house that you want to know now whether you're moving to check, you have a way of explaining it because you know for sure that there was matzah schlepped into one house. That takes away the dover borer in front of us, and in the middle then we're back to our original klal of the abam makula. It's a very nice explanation going to the right. The Rambam evidently didn't hold that way. The Rambam held that be'etzem there is no klal of the abam makula when it comes to chometz, even when we're only talking about a chiv bedika. After his mevatel, which is only chiv de rabbonon, like the Gemara says in Nadal, the bittul ba'almo sagile, still the halacha is that you need a tzliya. Why do you need a tzliya? You need that tzliya because there is no klal of the avon l'kula. But what the tzliya does is the tzliya gives us a right to explain away what's here, and then in that case we could say self is avon l'kula. Again, let's go back to the original shadow for a second. How do we look at bedika? It's clear that bebitul ba'al masagile. Do we say that the bedika is Chazal's way of upgrading the original bitul, where it's just by saying you mevatul the chametz? So Chazal said bitul is not enough because we're afraid it's not a complete getting rid of the chametz. You mechuyev to be bedika, in which case bedika really is only the chiv deraisa being accomplished by bitul. By bedika, the upgrade instead of bittul to bedika is derabbanan, but be'etzem bedika is a function of getting rid of the chametz, which is the din deraisa. Tashbisu is the din deraisa. Or we say no, bedika is completely a din derabbanan. I remember that the Rishiva, our Rebbe Reb Nosson Tzvi Zatzal, used to explain in the shiurim that this is really the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on the Beizim and Aleph. Over there, it's in the chiyuv bedika. Rashi explains that the chiv bedika is to be mekayim tashbisu. Tosfos says over there that there's no chiv al tashbisu, you have bittul ba'al masagi. It says it's a nuchshash, Chazal Institute, that we're afraid even after you got rid of tashbisu, you're going to come to eat it, the chametz is around, it's a person forgets in the middle of Pesach that he's not allowed to eat a cookie, that he's not allowed to eat a piece of bread, he's going to take it, he's going to eat it. But it's not shaykh to the chiv derais of tashbisu. Rashi says over here, and Daftes and Yud explain the sugya similarly. Rashi says that the sugya is where a person is coming to be mekayim his din bittul, his din tashbisu. He's being baited to be mekayim his din tashbisu, and that is all the shalos of the Gemara of Shem Geir Yechuda. Tais says no, it's where a person was not mevatel, they would be mechuyev to be baited to be mekayim deraisa. Rashi holds that the chiv bedika is by nature the chiv deraisa of tashbisu. Chazal upgraded the level of what a person is mechuyev to do from the tashbisu merely by being mevatel. Chazal instituted his mechuyev to be baidik. But really what he's accomplishing with the bedika is a kiyum of his din deraisa. And there is no simple klal of sotah derabam l'kula. Shiva Reb Nosson Tzvi used to say that that's mamish the machlokes Rashi, that's the Beizim and Aleph, that's the machlokes the Rambam. Right, he had kama kedarke b'kodesh, he had kama machlokes Rishonim that he used to explain in this vein. Legabi Svek Sveika is a similar discussion. Tosfos says that in all the cases where the shayla of the chulda schlepping in the chametz, the Gemara Daftes says is a legitimate tzad, that even if the chulda brought it in, the chulda didn't bring in the bread into the house because he was playing football with it. It wasn't recreational. He brought it in because he wanted to eat it. So why don't we say that maybe the chulda ate it? So let's say this is a suffik of the chul debrur necham and tzumata. It's one suffik. Maybe he ate it, maybe not, but maybe he did eat it. That's a svek sveka. Svek sveka is always mutter. So Tosfos says, you have to say, we're talking about this, there's two possibilities. Be'ozim daf tes and daf yud. One is based on the Gemara and daf tes, not clear what the maskon is, that the chulda will always leave over a little bit. If it's lechem, he'll always leave over a little bit. Only basar, he'll eat down to the last drop. So maybe if there's something left over, it's not a suffix. Something will be left over. Shalos, how big does that piece have to be? Is it a kazayis that's left over? That's one possibility. The other possibility to get away from the svek svek, and that's why you'd be mechuyif to be baidik a second time, is because first suffix, Tosfos says that we're talking about a big piece. If it's a big piece, it's not it's too big for him, it's not practical for him to finish the whole thing. Obviously, he ate part of it and he stored away the rest for a different time, so there's still going to be chametz. So there's no svek sveka. The Rambam doesn't get involved in these ukimtas. The Rambam brings the Gemara kipshuta, it would seem that the Rambam holds that there is no head to a svek sveka. What's the pshat? So here we have famous discussion. When we learn ksubas daf tes, there's a famous discussion over there about svek sveka, when we rely on svek sveka, when we don't rely on svek sveka. And one of the issues that's discussed is Halacha, L'moshim, V'sinai, Svek Sveka is Tomei, Sovik Tumim, B'shus HaYochid, is Tomei even the Svek Sveka. Even though B'chol HaTer Kula, by Issa V'heter, Svek Sveka is always Muti, even though Sovik Deraz L'chum, Svek Sveka is Mutur, but by Sovik Tumim, B'shus HaYochid, why? The Rishonim explained, Tosfos explains, that the Halacha, L'moshim, V'sinai, the Gedder of the Halacha, L'moshim, V'sinai, is that Sovik Tumim, B'shus HaYochid, is considered a Vadai. Once the first suffix is a vadai, the second suffix never kicks in. You want to make svek sveka means you have one suffix. Even on the tzad you have to be machmel, but there's another suffix, so you don't have to be machmel. But the first suffix is already gepaskin, that's a vadai. It's considered a vadai. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the second suffix is never a svek sveka. It's always a first suffix because the first suffix already has a hakro of vadai yisur. That's a special case caused by tumah. A similar thing would be true over here. By B'dikas Chometz, you wouldn't be allowed to rely on Sofik, on Svek Sveka, because the first Sofik is not, you're not being machin because of Sofik. The Etzim Din of Chazal was to be B'dik outside HaSofik, like we explained. If that's true, then that's not a Sofik Chir B'dika. That's a Vadah Chir B'dika. The second Sofik, maybe he ate it, maybe he didn't eat it, it's not a second Sofik. It's a first Sofik. Similar concept, Lamarshal, where the Svek Sveka could be mighty moment if there's two reasons why a person would be in the right regarding being mighty moment. Do we look at it as a suffix and we say mighty mechavel v'ray? We negate the suffix because the two svekas together blive the svek sveka, and we say the svek sveka is mighty moment. Is a discussion between Tosfos. The Shef Shmaitzer talks about Tosfos and Ksuvas Daf Tes on the base. The Shmaitzer over there talks about a Tshuvas Mari Ben Lev, and the question is exactly how a Svek Sveka operates. The Rajban Achuva says that the way Svek Sveka operates is because the same way when Roiv statistics or Roiv possibilities would be matzah, b'chol atar kula haloich basa Roiv, in a Svek Sveka there's also a Roiv possibilities favoring being mekel. There's the original Sofik, let's say in our case, maybe he did bring in chametz, maybe not. Okay, so there's a tzad, maybe you do have to be biting, maybe you don't have to be biting. Even on the tzad that he did shlep achamitz, maybe he ate it. So right of the possibilities, right of the scenarios that you could play out in this scene, will lend itself to a kula. In that case, it's like a right. That's the way the Rajva says in a tshuva, in which case, acharenim shtal tzu, that he can be mighty moment with right, and holkam a moment achar right be passed in. Similarly, he can be mighty moment even with the svek sveka. But there's another way of explaining svek sveka. The Rambam seems to explain svek sveka based on another famous Rambam. The Rambam holds that every Sofik deraisa l'chumra is really only a din derabbanan. Mideraisa could be the term never asked chelim unless you know for sure it's chelim. Never asked basa b'cholim unless you know for sure it's basa b'cholim. Masha'en came when it's a Sofik, the Torah didn't answer it. But still, Chazal didn't want a person getting involved in kol minei things that are not on the up and up. So Chazal said every Sofik stay away from. Sofik derabbanan you could be making. Heim amru v'heim amru. But Sofik Deraisa is only a din derabbanan. He says if the first Sofik is a din derabbanan, the second Sofik is only a Sofik derabbanan. That's the Rambam. But again, it's the Rambam l'shitosi. Most Rishonim don't hold that way. They hold that Sofik Deraisa l'chumra is a din derabbanan. So you have the Rajba's husband, there's another husband. Svek Svek, the Sufik, creates a reality that we're mechuyev to contend with, that we're mechuyev to reckon with. There's a din that Torah was mechayev us to be choshesh l'sufik. If the Sufik is watered down, because there's another Sufik adding itself, so there's another Sufik that takes away from the potency, from the chumrah of the original Sufik, Seheshenishkin Sufik, Rav Nachum used to say. Rav Nachum B'Tzavish used to be magda that it lessens the level of the Sufik. Once it lessens the level of the Sufik, that Sufik is not something that the Torah told us we're mechuyev to contend with. So again, that type of hesbo would be good where there's a din of Sufik that you mechuyev normally be chayishish. A smaller Sufik, a shvacher Sufik, you're not mechuyev to contend with. But where the Torah was misakin a din based on Vaday, like we said, by Sufik Tumah, the Sugin Ksubis, or like we're saying over here by Bdikas Chametz, where Chazal will mechayev to be boidik as a Vaday, it's not a din that you're mechuyev because you don't know if you're mechayev the din B'dik. The din B'dik is to get rid of the Sufik. That's the etzim din of Bdikas Chametz. In that case, you would have to be machmir. So, the Memel, the Rambam, Lishitosoi, who holds that the etzim din of Bdikas Chametz is outside of Vaday, he holds that Svek Sveka would not take away from the Chiv B'dikas. Toisvis, Lishitosoi, they hold that it's only a din derabbanan, it's only a din derabbanan. So they said to get rid of the Chametz, but that's only a din where we have to check the house to make sure there's no Chametz. But Sufik you'd be able to be Mekel. Like we're saying, that's Toisvis in the Rambam. And Lishitoseim, from how we explain the Rambam, the Ravid, which is based on Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Beisim and Aleph, what is the essential nature of the Chiyuv B'dika? Whether the Chiyuv B'dika is a din Sofik, the din B'dika is to be Mekayim, the din Teshvisu, or the din B'dika is it's part of the din Deraisa, we really have to go with Chumru, doesn't have a status of a din Derabbanan where you could be Mekel, or we say that the din B'dika is a solely, is a whole new Chash, the Raisi Yumavatl, there's a new din Derabbanan that we don't want Chometz around, because maybe you would come to eat it. In that case, it could be that it's only when it's a Vaday, when there's a house that's anybody, but where you abide it already, you Mekayim the din, so really you don't have to be Machmer. And over there you could say, Sofik Derabbanan Lekuv, that seems that the Tosfos goes more with that approach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.